here's a story from The World.
Russian President Vladimir Putin just won a vote that opens the door to another 16 years in power. Still, he's not taking any chances. Putin's security services are cracking down on his political opponents. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
Let's go back in time, some 20 years ago. In 2000, Russia's then new president, Vladimir Putin, articulated his political goal.
Чтобы и в Москве, и в самой далекой российской глубинке.
Путин said he would build what he called a dictatorship of the law.
Это и есть диктатура закона.
It was a promise to instill order that many Russians applauded.
We all know that the security services, they tend to do one thing. They ask for more privileges, for more powers. And that's exactly what happened.
Andrei Soldatov is an investigative journalist who's written extensively on Russia's security services. He says over the years, Russia's state security apparatus has steadily grown at the expense of individual protections.
They ask it to broaden the definition of state treason to make it more easy for them to prosecute spies or people who they think could be spies.
People like Ivan Safronov. Safronov is a former journalist. He covered military affairs for two leading Russian newspapers for much of the past decade. Last Tuesday, he was arrested by security officers outside his home in Moscow. He's since been charged with treason. Prosecutors allege he provided information to Czech intelligence about Russian arms sales back in 2017. But Safronov's lawyer, Ivan Pavlov, says the state has provided no evidence intentionally. They're hiding that the charges are directly related to his professional activities, says Pavlov. Russian journalists are outraged. They protested outside Federal Security Service headquarters in Moscow this week, calling for Safronov's release. And more than two dozen were detained, among them Alexander Chernikh. He's a reporter who worked with Safronov at the Kommersant newspaper. When they imprison one journalist after another, it's a bad sign. A bad sign for the country, says Chernikh in a video posted to Twitter. He was talking from the back of a police van. Indeed, the week following Russia's constitutional vote has seen a flurry of trials, arrests, and detentions of journalists and opposition activists. Even high-profile politicians have suddenly run into trouble with the law. On Thursday, security agents arrested Sergei Furgal, the governor in Primorsky Krai in Russia's Far East. He's now facing murder charges dating back to 2005. Furgal is the rare politician who actually defeated a Kremlin-backed candidate when he ran for the post in 2018. Vladimir Zhirinovsky, the nationalist firebrand who heads Furgal's political party in Russia's Duma, railed against Furgal's detention. He saw it as a sign of a president unbridled and ungrateful. We gave you the Constitution, said Zhirinovsky, and you're putting us in handcuffs. But amid this recent show of force, some see signs of fear inside the Kremlin. Political analyst Fyodor Krasheninnikov says the public's lack of enthusiasm for the referendum and for Putin himself is behind the push to go after his political opponents, both real or perceived. If Putin just said, come out and vote for me, and everyone did, that would show how popular he is, says Krasheninnikov. But the fact they had to drag people out to vote says his support isn't as strong. Either way, there's a sense that the cases against Safronov, Furgal, and others are part of a disturbing trend. Safronov's lawyer, Ivan Pavlov, says for the first time in his career, he has five cases at once defending clients against suspect charges of espionage or treason. This surge in spy mania, I feel it, says Pavlov. It's real. For The World, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.